Merry Christmas to you and yours. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing good, Brad. How you doing?
I'm good. Am I pulling you from parties today? Is that where you are? You getting all ready?
Oh, no, man. Just things around the house, you know, hanging with the kids and doing some crafting and finishing up some last-minute gifts. And yeah, just enjoying the holidays, man.
Crafting. Is that like making a gingerbread house or?
Yeah, we did a gingerbread house. We did a gingerbread train. Today, I don't know what we're doing today. Yeah. You know, Mama has it all planned out. And main thing is just to enjoy and be stress-free and hang out and wait for family to get here tomorrow and just have a good day.
So are you any good at crafting?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at crafting. I was all a very creative kid growing up, and my mom, you know, had me do a lot of arts and crafts. And
good.
I actually love to draw, so that's one of my favorite things is to draw. So I try to make a little book for my kids each year.
Cool.
Something silly, nothing too complicated, but I'd, you know, come up with it and illustrate it and just kind of have fun doing it, man. It's good to free your mind and just make something neat.
No, that's cool. That's cool. What did you make out of Jalen Strong turning pro?
You know, I expected that. I think a kid like him, the year he had, the abuse he took too. I mean, you see a guy like him is a big physical receiver. Talk about how great that is, but those guys they get popped and they play hard and get hit hard, and so, you know, a guy who's gonna have to, he's gonna learn some stuff when he gets to the league, but I think that all the tools are there for him to have a very successful pro career, and I'm excited to see what he does at the next level. Definitely sad to see him go, because I'd like to see him play all 4 years, but just because it helped make the Devils even better next year. But, you know, there someone else hopefully learned from him and is able to step in and fill his role.
Do you see anybody that played in the league that reminds you of him?
Yeah, there's a lot of receivers. I mean, any of the big physical receivers that just go after the ball and go get it. You know, Dez Bryant is one of those guys, and there's a lot of them. I mean, you go across the league, there's some big, big guys, like a Josh Gordon, who is tall, lengthy, you know, plays big with a big circle. But, I mean, there's so many big receivers now. You know, the thing I like about Jalen is he's not real heavy. Mm-hmm. He's tall and lengthy, but he's not 240 pounds. And when you get up into that weight, I worry about the joints and how long they actually will last in the NFL. You know, you want to go into the league and not just play 2 years, but you want to play 10. That was my benchmark, trying to get to double digits. So for him, I worry about the wrong coach trying to tell him he needs to put 15 pounds on. He doesn't need to do any of that. He just needs to get fast and keep going after the ball.
Do you know the backstory of his dad, by the way? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So SI did a big piece on Jalen that they just released, that his dad passed away of leukemia when he was 36. Jalen was just 9. And his dad was like a legend in basketball in the city of Philadelphia. And you know that the family, I've seen the mom on Twitter, she's followed me and all that stuff, and you know the family wants him to do well. I think it's interesting, though, what you brought up about being in the right place. Mm-hmm. So go back to when you were taken. I was there with you that day at the Biltmore when the phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you were in the right place, and what will Jalen go through in terms of draft day stuff?
Well, when you come out of college, obviously, he's being told that there are teams that are interested, and I know that there are. I mean, the kid can play. He makes a quarterback's job easier, and that's not a job that's easy at all. So, you know, my thought process going into it, I knew some teams that were interested and had tried me out and had contacted my agent. You know, the main thing you want is just one team that likes you, and hopefully it's a great city, but really you've got to put all that aside and just hope that it's a good team or a team that you can go in and help. For me, it was awesome because, you know, I obviously played at Arizona State, and at first I wanted to get out of Arizona and go play somewhere else. But when I got drafted by the Cardinals, I looked at that team, and really they had no success, very little success, relatively in the Valley and as a franchise, except at the very beginning. So for me, I always loved the challenge. You know, can I come into this team and help? Help them have a winning season and hopefully start something that's consistent. So we were able to do that in 98, and I still take great pride in what that team accomplished to get to the playoffs and to win. So for him, he's got to get to a good team. And you say coaches, but gosh, the coaches change and move and go from here to there. For him, it's just get ready for that next level where, you know, every ball that's up is going to get contested by some other DB that's the best you saw in the Pac-12. You're going to see him every week. So for him, it's just raising his level in his game up to that NFL-type speed and competition.
How about misdirection by teams? Some players take it real personal when a team pretends like they really like you and they have no interest in you at all, and they let it out there. Did you go through some of that deception, and will Jalen have to face that and deal with people not being so forthright?
You know, it's hard nowadays, all the Twitter and all that this stuff, but basically he's just got to not even pay attention to any of that stuff. You know, he's going to meet a lot of coaches. He's going to meet a lot of scouts. They're going to put him through the ringers, try to expose something about him. But basically what he should do and what I would tell him to do is go in, and if they say anything about anything, say, go put on some tape and show a ball that's in the air and watch me go get it. I'll do that for you at the next level. And that's all that you want from a receiver. I mean, obviously he's big and he's physical. He can block. He can run. You know, you get asked to do a lot at that next level, especially if you come in as a third or fourth receiver. You're going to be in on a lot of run plays. So get used to blocking and moving those feet. But, yeah, he's going to get it from some teams. I thought that Sam Fran was highly interested in me and Kansas City. Yet right before the draft, Kansas City picked up Elvis Gerbach. So I figured they're not going to draft me now. Mm-hmm. And then Sam Fran, you know, they took Jim Druckenmiller, and I felt like I would have been a better fit there. But in the long run, the Cardinals really didn't say much at all. I know Larry Sinners was a big fan of mine and was hoping that they'd draft him, and so maybe he went and said some stuff. But that's my boy Larry. You know, he took care of me when I got there. And, you know, you just need one team that likes you, and you hope you can go in and fill a role for him.
Jake Plummer with Brad Sussmat. Quick thought. I haven't talked to you about Florida State, Oregon yet on the Pac-12 end. Have you given much thought to that matchup in the Rose Bowl?
You know, it's an awesome matchup. I love the fact that a Pac-12 team gets to go play an ACC team, and especially Florida State, you know, a team that is a defending national champs. They're undefeated. Everybody wants to talk about how they barely won and this and that, and that's just a lack of anything with substance to talk about. So let's talk about how they're winning. I mean, they're winning, and they've continued to win, and they really get fueled by their leader, Jameis Winston. And I love watching this kid play. I love watching Mariota play. So really it's two quarterbacks that are going to be extremely entertaining, and two teams that are highly motivated. I mean, Oregon, this is their chance. This is their chance to get a national title. And Florida State, they want to back up their national title from last year and say, hey, we're a good team. So it's a great matchup. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm still upset. I still got to wait. So going to wait another, over a week now to see this game. And I hope that those two players that I mentioned, Winston and Mariota, can keep those guys motivated, keep them, playing hard and playing in that level that they were at the end of the season, because it's hard to take a break and come back with that edge.
We'll talk more about the games next week. One last question, I'll let you go. What do you make out of Bruce Arians going to Logan Thomas this week at quarterback against the 49ers and sitting Ryan Lindley down?
I think it's a great move. It's a chance to assess a guy that they drafted and see if it's a possibility of him being the guy or even backup. The game really, I don't think, means much at all. They're in the playoffs. Everybody made a big stink about the game against Seattle, and of course, home field would have been great, but you're in the playoffs, and that's really all you shoot for when you start the season is let's get to the playoffs, and then let's make waves then. So for Arians to give him a chance, I think it's a really smart move. If the kid comes out and plays really well, and if Stanton's not healthy in the playoffs, then, you know, play him. Let him go out there. I mean, what a story. What a storyline to next man up. I mean, you're talking not the next man, but the man after the man after the man up. I mean, this guy gets a really awesome opportunity to go out there and play hard and have fun and let those studs that are around him take some of the pressure off of him.
Enjoy your holiday. Appreciate the time, Jake. Talk next week. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Brad. You have a Merry Christmas.
You
and
too,
everyone out there, do the same.
Jake Plummer with us every week, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial.